Evening all. Thanks for your kind messages today. Some nice tweets and boos of support. Following the conclusion that we've no further ground to pursue on our current round of funding or seed funding, which pretty much looks like it's come to an end unsuccessfully, unfortunately. Definitely cut down to my mistakes. Also a potential fit issue in that there's a desire, obviously, amongst venture capitalists to make money that maybe doesn't correlate with my desire to dilute what I feel is a revolutionary product that I want to, you know, release and we've developed because we want to see change in the way people consume food. We want to see local food thriving and people being able to track it down really easily and communicate with the purveyors of it and generally give the purveyors confidence so that they can build their businesses. But we don't want to do this because we want to make billions. And my problem is that I want it to be free, the app, to everyone. And I want all the key core functionality to be free forever. I have no problem with certain deluxe features being charged for, and that's certainly something we'll do eventually. But to get the product off the ground, get Love Fresh up and running, we want the simplest possible app and service, and we want to make it really truly useful and free. I think I might have just come up with a solution, inspiration from something that indie game developers tend to do more and more. And that is that we have paid features earlier than we planned, but that we give the person using those paid features the option of either giving the money that it costs them to use the features to us, or giving them to the charity of their choice. And we may even make, I'm considering making the paid features a pay how you value feature, so producers can literally pay us within a range that they determine. Well, we determine the range, they determine which end of it they pay at. And this would be something that gut instinct would tell everyone that people are always going to choose to pay the least. But my experience of human psychology and the way people behave when offered something for free is that that's not the case. That they immediately see they're not being ripped off, which is a big tick. They immediately start to see the value of whatever it is that they're being given, because they don't have to judge it against any other criteria. It was free. And they set their own value for it. Now, if a producer is getting people checking in with Love Fresh every day, then I'd suspect they'd see great value in the service. And I'd suspect that they'd pay more than, say, £1 a month. Say, for example, that £1 a month is the minimum subscription, and say the maximum was 20. I would see a small producer in that situation as paying £5 or £10 a month. I would see a big producer that's maybe using our in-app promotional tools paying £20 a month, knowing they couldn't get anything like it anywhere else and wanting us to thrive as a business and be able to carry on. I don't know, I'm thinking about it, but you know, there's other parts of the app that will be charged, but the basic proposition of being able to check in and being able to say what's fresh, I'd like to be free, but we'll see, because it's really only feasible for it to be free if we get proper funding. And if we have to bootstrap ourselves, then we have to start charging early on. Otherwise, we go out of business. Young mouths to feed, that kind of thing, three of us. So far, not taking any money for Well, you know, not just taking any, spending our own money to get this far 6 months in, 5 months in. So it's a bit of a dilemma, really. I'm totally gutted because, without going into too much detail, I'd wanted to stay with one of the investors and not the other. But it was all or nothing. And I worried that I was just a little bit too cynical about the other that I didn't want to go with and that I misread him. That's very possible. And unfortunately, it makes me doubt myself quite a lot. I've had a real low day today, pretty much in a dark room. Just needed to kind of have no sensory input and trying to think and doze. Basically I was just really depressed. But I'm out now and, you know, walking with Poppy, or rather rambling over hilly ploughed fields. My head's cleared a little bit and, the thing that I told myself since we started Love Fresh, because it's not something that formed overnight in my brain, it was something that has been sort of forming for 3 or 4 years after, since we got married, with all our food local. And it's, I can honestly say, hand on heart, that the fundamental reason for its existence is a desire to personally be able to enjoy fresh local food more prolifically. To be able to go to an artisan baker and not pay the earth for a piece of bread because they're selling lots of it and they can afford to reduce their prices. To be able to sell my own eggs from my chickens really easily just by people switching on an app, and, you know, we're 5 minutes off the M6, so easy to find if you know where we are. We have aspirations to build community smokehouses or food specialist food preparation buildings, but smokehouses at the first simplest proposition, which would be used by on a chargeable basis to bigger businesses in their farms in the area to cure and smoke their meat, but would be free when we weren't manning it ourselves. So smaller producers could take advantage of that 50% of the week when it was free, come along and, enhance the value of the pork they've been rearing for the past 2 years, or by smoking it, or make bacon, that kind of thing. It's definitely very easy for me to start thinking that in my remodeled world, or rather my conscious effort to remodel my world, moving to the countryside, abandoning London, doing things because I feel passion. And wasn't it the Dalai Lama who said, be the change you want to see in the world, or something? Well, you know, I can think of nothing I care more about, on a kind of, without getting into too much depressing stuff, because obviously we all care about deeply tragic things. But in general change, I would like to see self-sustaining communities. Sure, there'll be trade with other communities, but the community themselves will consume the products grown and produced around them, and the producers will be a valued part of that community. And, you know, I'm not talking about some kind of idealistic throwback 100 years ago or 200 years ago. I'm just saying that, you know, the manufacturing age for food, for me, will be something I'll be glad to see the back of if it ever happens. And I'd like to think that it will happen because of a sustainable food revolution, local food revolution, and not because of some kind of biotech that allows them to synthesize food, you know, as the most sustainable option, which isn't unfeasible. You know, give it 50 years, if we mess up and we don't get this right now, you never know. So that's the drive of Love Fresh, you know, a real genuine passion for fresh local food, and not a desire to be millionaires. Now, I'd be lying if I didn't say that, certainly my partners in the business, and I'm sure we'd not turn away lots of money if we made it eventually. But that isn't the reason for doing this, and it can't be, and I must rage against it being, because, you know, the reason I stuck myself in a stressful job and stayed there for so long and ended up having two mental breakdowns was because of some kind of misguided feeling that there was a need to earn lots of money, or, you know, a healthy chunk of money, only to find myself consuming things I didn't particularly need to consume. You know, I got ridiculous numbers of computer monitors here that I can't find graphics card to plug them into. Things like that, you know, just decadence, really. Although on the geeky side, I don't find it decadent, but on other sides, wasting money. Anyway, not hugely, actually. I wasn't that wasteful. I'd certainly live so much cheaper now that we've moved here and changed our lifestyle. So much cheaper. Anyway, a long rambling boo. I'm on about my fifth lap of the field, so I think Poppy's probably tired out now. I'll head back and I'm going to make sure I'm nice to myself, remembering the words of my therapists. You know, I'm not going to beat myself up about this. Sounds like I am, but I just needed a day of just, like, taking it all in, really. Yeah, onwards and upwards, really. We're ready to release the beta of the app. Well, when I say beta, I mean the pre-iTunes version of the app. That's really exciting. It looks great. It works great. Dave's working hard on the back end. And that's tweeting now and all sorts of things. So that's really cool, you know. There's no reason to be negative. But, yeah, it's hit me hard, this, a little bit, because I blame myself. I blame my bad judgment, I think, in this case. Well, it's not always bad, but it appears to have been. I've offended not one but two potential investors. I wasn't being a prima donna by any means, but I certainly wasn't going to be a cap in hand. Please, sir, can I have some more company? Because we've got a great product we believe completely in, and we need to be confident and deal with people with that in mind. Stick to our guns, in other words. Anyway, I better stop booing. I'm booing. I'm looking forward to getting version 2 of Audio Boo on beta soon. I sent my UDID off. And I should just say, if you're listening, we'd love more beta testers for Audio Boo, so to help us to tweak any last things that may need changing before it goes off to Apple. If you send your UDID, which is behind your serial number on your iPhone on iTunes, to us. And you can the easiest way is actually to download an app called UDID Sender, and that'll just put it in an email for you. You can send it to beta@lovefresh. Beta@lovefresh. The dot before the SH. And we'll sort you out with a copy. And it'd be great to get you checking in a little bit. And certainly our biggest hurdle is the fact that we've chosen to go with no directory data, which users will thank us for in the future. There'll be no spam on there. It'll just be good content produced by real people. But on the other hand, it'll make it a sparse experience at first and may get us some bad reviews. We'll see. I hope you have a good night. And again, thanks to the people that sent me nice messages. I was really quite taken aback when I got out of bed late early evening and saw them all. Cheers.